The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I remember being pregnant and then having our daughter, little Ava Maddock. And the way I describe birth is way different than the way dads describe birth. Let's talk about it now on Tuesday. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
When I talk about birth, it's like, oh my gosh, it was really hard. It was this and that. The dads were standing around here because we got a new dad here in the studios. We got a new dad here in the office. And the dads talk about the baby's birth so differently.
What did you take from our conversation?
Well, first, I want to say that I think you are all so proud of your kids. The pride, right? And just the fact that you made that little person.
Yeah.
But the shock of birth.
It's funny.
It's different for men. Automatic. I remember he wouldn't shut up. He kept talking to the nurse and she was like, does he
always? I was nervous. And then the other thing was when it, when she came out, I had never seen that before.
Yeah,
so I missed the health video.
Talking point for all my dad homies is that the moment it actually comes out for women is the actual labor process.
Oh my gosh,
how long it took,
or
like the sacrifices they had to make.
Yeah.
But dudes always come back and say, ugh, it's a lot, bro.
Well,
it's a watermelon through a lemon.
Exactly. And Automatic asked the doctor, what is that? Huh? And the doctor's like,
that's your child. And then he asked me if I wanted to cut the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
And I was like, didn't we pay you to do that?
Yeah, dude, hell yeah. I'm on your side with that one, dog.
No, to be honest, I think Otto would have fainted if he would have cut the umbilical cord. It's just a lot. It's just different. But like I said, ultimately, hearing and feeling that pride that every man had for their child was such a good thing.
Yeah, it's cool. You talk about a moment in somebody's life, especially for men, too, where they, at that moment, change. They evolve and they soften up. And I'd say, like, as funny and as humorous as it is when guys talk about birth, I'm happy that all my dad homies were present for that birth.
Exactly, because not all dads are.
And not all babies are cute, I will say that. But the new baby that we got, Mike's baby, it's cute.
Dude,
cute
baby, Mike's cute. Baby,
yeah.
He looks like a little man.
Yeah.
Where there's some babies that come out and they're just smushed and they don't look right.
I think Mike's baby looks a little bit older because Mike, you know, waited to have kids. So he's been...
So he had a man baby?
Yeah, dude, the baby's been floating around for a while.
He's out smoking a cigar? Yeah.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's start off with something that will make women happy. And, you know, me too. You know, why not? And National Handbag Day, everybody. National Handbag Day.
Oh, like purse day. Oh, yeah.
Purse day.
And it's a handbag automatic and men.
What's the difference between a handbag and a purse?
The name.
Okay.
A handbag is a little more upper level.
Costs a little more.
Yeah, let's go handbags.
Right. And, of course, we got World Mental Health Day, so this is a global day. So please take some time out and decompress for yourself. You need it. Also, National Hug a Kevin Day, if you know a Kevin.
Why hug a Kevin?
I don't know. It's just
because we're getting closer to Home Alone. Like, that season, that's only Kevin that I know. I can't think of any other Kevin.
You know other Kevins.
Do you know a drummer? It's National Hug a Drummer Day, too.
Oh, yeah. My favorite drummer, Sheila E. Let's go, ladies.
Nice.
I like Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which we got to see him perform live by himself and tell us about all the Red Hot Chili Pepper albums. It was amazing.
And he's the guy that's not Will Smith.
Yeah,
you mean Will Ferrell.
I know you touched my drum set.
He's definitely not Will Smith.
If you think he's Will Smith, something's wrong with you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This man works for UPS. He looked right into his camera and uploaded video to Instagram that's gone viral. Take a listen.
I don't help my wife cook. I don't help her clean, do laundry, take care of the kids. None of that.
Why would a man talk like that? What would make him say that?
Because he is an icon.
Give me a break, Anthony.
He needs to open up like a little class course on how to execute this plan here.
I think he might be from the past and caught a time machine to the future here.
Okay, why do you think he's from the past?
Because that's the way they were raised. That's what they saw in their own home. And that's what they believe is the right way to be. I'm a well-trained man. I've been taught to talk different and think different.
I've never had to train you to help me. You just always have.
Oh, Dana, you've pretty much been training me over the past, decade or so.
I think lecturing him every single weekend about where to put his clothes into the hamper is training.
Yes.
No, because he still doesn't put the clothes in the hamper. That's another conversation. It's not that you've been trained. I think that maybe you just think a little differently.
In my house, everybody had to do it, besides my dad. My dad was the one who didn't clean anything, but my mom made us all clean it all at the same time. So I think for me to help wasn't like, it's not a stretch.
Wait. Your dad didn't do any of that?
No, he didn't do dishes. He didn't clean. He didn't do anything.
He said he
worked full time.
But your mom worked full time too.
Well, that's the way he thought.
And that's what I'm talking about. So listen to the rest of the audio from the man that we opened up with.
Because I do what I'm supposed to do as a father and a husband. I cook, I clean, I do the laundry, I take care of the kid. I can't help my wife do those things. because they are my job too. Change the way you speak.
And change the way you live.
Oh,
that's God. What it's about.
Oh, you threw a little okie dokie on us.
I did put that in there because
at first I was like,
right.
This guy's a genius, and he ended up sounding like a dumb.
He didn't sound dumb.
Little did you know he was running a reverse on you.
No.
Yeah, dude.
It's because people are like, oh, women need to cook and clean. Men need to cook and clean too. Men need to do the same thing that women do. Women need to do the same thing that men do. Are the roles
within
sometimes
reason.
Well, are the roles sometimes assigned differently because someone might be better than someone else? Yeah. But the reality is, most people in most households I know, everybody works. The woman works and the man works. Sometimes women are bringing home more bacon than a man. And now you got to bring home the bacon, cook it, and have, you know, no, that's not fair. It's not right. It's backwards thinking.
Well, isn't that a little bit on the woman, though, for not speaking up?
And no,
being like, hey,
it's not.
Like, hey, this is, or like the sad partner.
You guys aren't going to take any accountability for it?
Absolutely.
But like,
not.
If you tolerate it and you let a person get away with that stuff, then of course they're going to continue to do it.
No, I'm not going to continue to blame women for men's failures. I refuse to do that.
That's where I didn't want this to go. Where you once again start beating up on men.
I'm not beating up on
men. And generalizing men.
I'm not generalizing.
Because obviously in this room, we don't have any men that are like that. But
Anthony just said he was an icon and a genius.
Yeah, let me tell you something. This guy, if he was in a relationship, he'd be helping all the whole time. Okay?
But I'm not, because I'm smart.
But what I don't like is the fact that you always beat up on men.
I'm not trying to generalize all of us. Your father never helped.
He's passed. He's gone.
Well, my friend sent me a message. How do you get automatic to vacuum? This is not the past. This happens even right now, automatic.
Okay, but I'm just asking you not to say all men.
Okay, well, the men who do, like I said, I am not going to blame women for men's failures. If you are this kind of man who thinks that you're above helping with children, helping around the house, that it doesn't make sense to me. You're backward and you need to move ahead with the rest of the men. There you go, automatic.
There we go.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
College isn't for everybody, but there's still a great way to make a lot of money. And I've got a list of 5 jobs that you can start out making close to 6 figures with. Yeah, I'm going to give it to you in case you missed it. These are 3 stories you need to know. I go last, DJ Automatic.
Toilet paper hasn't really changed in more than 100 years.
Really?
But until now, Charmin has been testing a new toilet paper for the past 5 years. I guess it was like super secretive. They didn't want anyone to know that only certain people got to use the new kind of Charmin toilet paper.
You got to understand, like in the pandemic, there was like a toilet paper crisis.
Remember when that happened?
Yeah, that was
wild. We all found out how important toilet paper is. Well, the way they're changing it, you know how it's like perforated and it's straight lines and you just pull it off?
Yeah.
It's now going to be wavy lines, kind of like a wave in the ocean.
Oh. Wait, so no straight lines, wavy lines?
Yeah, and it's going to make it easier to break off and then you don't pull off more than you need.
This makes sense. Have you ever broken it off and it's all jagged?
Yes.
And it's not right? It doesn't break off the right way? When I do that, I have to break off another little square because I need it to be even in my brain.
Well, 5 years of secret testing and they have figured out the way to do this, Dana. This is more important than we all think.
I hope this job lands in my in case you missed it. That would be great to make $100,000 studying toilet paper. I doubt it though. But anyway, Anthony A.
All right, in case you missed it, for the first time, neuroscientists can figure out what your brain is thinking without you saying a single word. Researchers at the University of Cal Berkeley did a study where they played this Pink Floyd song for 29 patients while monitoring their brain activity and were able to actually play back the song through the brain waves. Whoa. You guys with me on this?
They're recreating what was in the people's mind because that's all they heard, so that became the only thing they were thinking about.
I don't think what you said worked with my brain waves.
Can you break it down in layman's terms, Anthony?
Basically, they were able to hear back the song without anybody saying or singing the song at all, just studying their brain waves, and you're able to look at the brain waves, hear them, and it sounds like a really bad speaker, is what they said.
Oh, no, I kind of get it. So, like, they're basically, like, hooked up a speaker to your brain.
Exactly.
Your mind.
Yes, exactly. And this is a really big breakthrough for people who have speaking disabilities, too.
All they had to do was study Latina moms. I'm telling you, we give you the look, pick up the chunk, and you know exactly what's on my mind. All right, so in case you missed it, these are the top paying jobs now that don't require a college degree. By the way, I don't have them in any particular order or anything. One of them is automobile mechanic, and the reason this has changed because there is a focus on electric cars. But still, just working on cars is the kind of job that can make you a lot of money.
I read a study that said electric cars would be the majority of cars by 2040.
There you go, automatic. There you go. Here's another job, cement and concrete mason. Now, I know this firsthand because I had never had to hire someone to do concrete. Remember, automatic, when we filled our living room in this house we just bought?
Yeah.
That was a lot of money.
Oh, and then we did the backyard too, and that is an art. In order to make the water not puddle, I don't know how they do it, but that is an art.
Yeah, that's also a pretty hard job though, too. No, that ain't no.
Yeah, no, it's not easy. No,
that's a tough job.
No job is easy. Here's another one: aircraft and avionics technician, which is an airplane mechanic.
Dude, I was watching this documentary about private planes, and it costs like $40,000 just to replace one seat on an airplane. So yeah,
somebody needs to go out there and be an airline mechanic. Here's another one: plumber, and you can train underneath a plumber to become a certified plumber and get paid while you're doing it.
So I was reading
a lot of money.
I was reading this article, and it was actually telling college students that don't know what they want to do, maybe to go get a job like this, make some money, and then go back to college once they have money so they don't
instead
have to borrow so much money.
Debt.
Yes.
Thank you, automatic. And then finally, HVAC technician, who, by the way, shout out Landon. He is a young man that came by and fixed our AC recently. He said he made $40,000 in the summertime. Yes, yeah, so
he also said he wanted
college.
To quit that gig, right?
He did. He said it wasn't for him. He figured out that that wasn't for him. But that's the thing. I think a young mind, you think you have to commit to something immediately. That's not true. I have had several different dreams, a lot of jobs in between.
For sure. You cheat on your girlfriend, you could cheat on your job.
Oh, my gosh, Anthony A. Whatever. All right, if you want the list, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Oh, and by the way, all of these do require some type of certification. You're not just going to go get the job, but it isn't college. So there, we need more blue-collar workers.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bad Bunny took Kendall Jenner on the ultimate romantic date. I'll tell you where they went and what they did right now. This story and more is the best gossip to Daily Dart. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We have Mario Lopez celebrating his birthday and DDG celebrating a birthday as well.
Okay, so breaking news, according to Birdman, of course, he's the head of Young Money, Cash Money, who signed Drake, which is OVO. He says that Bad Bunny is signed to Drake. He revealed this during a No Jumper podcast. Take a listen.
Bad Bunny already signed to Drake.
And then the interviewer goes on to ask, under what label? And Birdman replies,
OVO.
Remember Faruko's Creepy Kush? It was with Travis Scott, and then Nicki Minaj jumped on there back in 2017. And then all of a sudden, Drake and Bad Bunny do Mia in 2018. You got to understand, this is seconds after Bad Bunny stepped onto SoundCloud. So it just makes sense to me.
This would help explain why Drake canceled his tour, not this past year, but the year before when Bad Bunny went on tour, because they were going to be in the same stadiums.
He's cutting in his own money.
Oh, okay. All right, interesting. Yo, shout out to Drake for having a vision that, you know, is Latin music right now.
I'm just saying, he's the greatest A&R there's ever been.
Man, and he's hanging out with Chinito Pacas now. I bet you he signed him, too. Google Chino Pacas.
Do it.
All right, now we're going to move on. Talk about Ariana Grande, officially divorced. It's done from real estate guru Dalton Gomez, which happened quick. Think about this. They just separated. They divorced. Both amicably said, you know, we don't want to be together. She's got her man, and he's with some woman. Her name is Maika Monroe. She's an actress who looks just like Ariana Grande. I thought it was them. They were at the some bikini bars.
That's a great PR release. She paid him $1.7 million for him to be quiet. That's what happened.
All right, and then finally, Bad Bunny took Kendall Jenner to see your grandmother, your abuelita, your abuelito's favorite artist, Luis Miguel. Oh, you don't get more romantic than that. This guy knows what's up.
Too bad Kendall Jenner doesn't.
Kendall Jenner does not know Spanish, so
that confuses me. She could be learning. You don't know. She could be learning. Go check the video on Dana Cortez on Instagram. We'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something big for the kiddos to trick or treat with is coming. DJ Automatic will tell you about it in food news. It's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Ew, you're sweating.
You know, I just talked about trick or treating. Well, a horror movie is in full season. And Automatic, whether you like it or not, you're going to have to take your wife here, me, Dana Cortez, to see The Exorcist. The number one movie in the country.
Not going
to
happen.
Opened up with 27.2 million. Paw Patrol is second with 11.7 million. And guess what's third? Saw 10 with over $8 million.
The only thing I'm interested in seeing there is Paw Patrol.
No, I'm not. No, we're going to go see.
Why would I pay money to feel bad? That
the same reason you get on scary rides, and I got on with you.
That's fun.
Oh, that is true. She does have a point there.
I got on those rides
Which
at
one?
Disneyland. I don't know the ones where you made me
you
go
see
the
You got on one that was for kids. She wouldn't.
Yeah, it was.
I got on something called Indiana Jones. That thing was scary.
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
that is not scary.
No, yeah, no,
that's
not
like going
all,
to see
dude.
A PG
yeah,
movie.
No, yeah, no. You guys are going to go watch Paw Patrol in this
day. You're not watching Dave. Not my friend. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We're just going to skip food news?
Yay, dude.
I can't even do food news
because... I'm protesting right now because you won't take me to
see
Exorcist.
I'm going to tell the people because they need to know. Boo Buckets are back at McDonald's.
Oh, man.
They haven't been there since 2006. They're going to have the monster, the skeleton, the mummy, and the vampire, and they start on October 17th. So all you got to do is get a Happy Meal, and you're going to get a Boo Bucket at participating McDonald's.
Except automatic. He's scared of all of the images.
I'm not scared of Boo Buckets, Dana. The last time I saw The Exorcist, it made me feel horrible. Why would I want to make myself feel bad? I haven't watched it since I was like 18.
No. We watched it, and you were scared in the house.
Oh, yeah, and I probably walked out of the room and stopped watching. Yeah.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and start with World Mental Health Day. All right, there it is.
I need to check my mental health.
Yeah, that's why you don't take a mental health day when
all those years
movies.
Of Catholic school had me afraid of the devil.
We also have National Handbag Day, and it is also National Hug a Kevin, if you do know a Kevin out there.
I just don't know a lot of Kevins.
You know Kevin from The Office, and everybody wants to hug him.
Oh, there you go. Kevin from The Office. Okay.
Well, I guess like today's the day to pass out hugs. It's also National Hug a Drummer Day. So, yeah,
nice.
shout out to Camilo Quinones.
Hey, yeah, the homie, dude. And Travis Barker, also the friend.
Yeah, he's a real close friend of ours. All right, speaking of drummers, let's talk about Hispanic Heritage Month. My girl, Sheila Escovedo, a.k.a. Sheila E., known for her song back in the day, Glamorous Life. She also worked side by side with Prince. I had no idea her father, Pete Escovedo, is a very famous Mexican-American jazz percussionist who performed with the band Azteca and later joined Santana.
Hey. Oh.
No wonder she's such an amazing drummer. It runs in the familia.
Yep.
So shout out Sheila E. and all the lady drummers. Do your Googles today and check her out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We gave a list of jobs out of high school that you can get close to six figures. You know, airline mechanic, car mechanic, plumber. I believe also HVAC was in there. For the full list, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. But it reminded me of our first jobs, and I definitely didn't make six figures.
No.
Automatic Anthony, can you recall like your first time or your funnest job?
Whichever. First job was, which was fun, not the funnest, but fun job was I was a summer camp instructor
for
like a youth program, and I was not, I was not really qualified for that, but I was still a youth myself. My favorite thing was the free lunch because we got to take some home.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool, but the worst part about it, disciplining the kids when they're just trying to have fun. I was the worst at putting people in timeout.
I would have been horrible camp director. I've been like, you know what, guys? Go ahead and fight. We'll just talk about it out later.
That's horrible. What about you first or funnest? Whichever.
The most fun job I had as a kid was I was a valet, and I was a valet for high-end parties.
Oh,
and so I would
wow.
get to drive like a Ferrari or get to drive a Mercedes or a BMW. And I'm not going to lie, I would joyride them. And so I got like the whole experience. And I never got caught. So that was great. And I made pretty decent money, except for the last check. He never paid me, but I think it's because he knew I was joyriding the cars.
Well, I'm sure. Well, what do those cars cost? Like, what is that kind of?
They were in the hundreds of thousands. Yeah, I was dumb. If I would have wrecked them or done something to them, I would have been off. If I would have got caught, I probably would have gone to jail.
You're not as dumb as the person who gave you the keys.
Who gave you?
Well, I was a valet. Yeah. But here's the even better part. I didn't even have a license.
Oh my gosh!
Dana Cortez, what about you? Funnest or first job?
One of my favorite jobs and funnest jobs. I know this may not sound like it was too fun, but I was a waitress at this delicious Mexican food spot. And I loved it because I get to take free food home. Remember, I'm a single working mother.
Take free food
home for me and my daughters. And then I'm a great communicator, so I would always make good tips.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Every single day I would come with cash, and I started to count on it. And then so did my boyfriend at the time. He would take all the money from me. But anyway, I still love that job.
You had to throw a little depression on that fun story. How could she do it? How could she ruin it?
Hey, I got a better job and a better man. DJ Automatic. What was your best fun first job? 877-730-DCS1. Tap in. Let's talk about it another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.